Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 113. I want to do this, no one else does, which is a change. That's a shit show. Going to try and be quick. Quite emotional day because it was Albert's first game. So, to see him in tears, like Red, we know, said, well, this shows you, you know, when you go through the highs and lows, but just really, like, made me quite emotional seeing, you know, care, and he was writing down the team at half time, and I just thought there's more passion there than we saw in the first half, which I was disgusted by the whole day. Don't get me wrong, you know, he sang United, Nick came up and stood with us. It'll always be, you know, proudest day of my life. But I have to say, we got in early, and I watched them train. Mark, we're doing a pod. I watched them train and come on the pitch, and there was no effort. I mean, Martial, that game where he trained, he warmed up. And I'm not picking on him because he's 45 minutes today. But he came on and it was like that Chelsea video where he had a hat on and he couldn't be arsed. But that was pretty much the whole squad warming up. There was no zip. And the whole thing was Albert's first game. Me, we're all going to go, we're going to have a nice drink and we're going to win. And that was the whole thing in my head. Again, I'm naive. We're not going to lose this. And I looked at that and I suddenly thought, oh, they're not. Where's the team? Where's the response? And I said to Nick early on, we should be in the first 15 minutes right at them. If you're a good team, you respond to those setbacks and you go, right, we're right back at this. And they're just shithouses. They're absolutely shithouses. He's gone. He should have resigned after Liverpool. It'll happen. I'm sure Nick didn't think at the third. It's going to happen. It's got to happen before Spain. He should go with his dignity. But he came over at Leicester, which I wasn't at, and he apologised and put his hands up. And I thought that was a worrying sign. And he did it again today. Ollie, I love you, mate, but what are you doing? That a hand of like, I'm sorry, that's not good enough. And again, a bit part player. But Lingard doing that yesterday is a disgrace. And him coming over, and some of you aren't going to like this, but getting clapped. Albert, what did you think? What did you think about today?
I want the programme.
You want the programme? I'll get it for you. Did you, Albert, what did you think of today? Good. You still enjoyed it? Can you get the programme out? It's Mark.
I don't want to say anything, if I'm honest. I said after Liverpool it was done. It's still done. I don't think it is done by him. I genuinely don't. He won't go. Will we sack him? I'm not convinced we will. Should he walk away? Yes. Will he walk away? Probably not. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if he's still in the job for Chelsea.
Do you know what I felt after the last one? And the last few have been really gloomy. And I don't like doing that because we're supposed to be talking absolute utter shite. But I woke up on that Monday after City really sad, really down. And I don't want United to influence. You know, I should be old enough to say they're not going to affect my mood. They're not going to make me feel really down about life. But I wake up and I feel gloomy. And the whole thing, top to bottom, we know that structure is gone. But, like, what? I mean, Ollie, a master of your own downfall. Lingard, after that, should have been sent home last night. Should have been sent home. You shouldn't even be... To bring him on, I mean, and Donny did more in 5 minutes than the midfield have done in the last four games. So why, on this reckoning, isn't he getting a game?
Well, that's the biggest one for me out today. The 20-minute coming of Donny before Maguire got sent off was the best 20 minutes I've seen of one of our midfielders all season. But
so
he
why,
was just good, wasn't he?
So
and no, and he can't, and that was it was like, no, we were laughing about it. We were like, who is this player? where have we found this little gem in the academy? Like, it was just like, how is he not getting a game?
But
the worst people had today was, and I shouldn't laugh, but I couldn't help but laugh, when Shaw got that ball kicked in his face, and I'm sure it was, and he went down, and he got absolutely obliterated by this fella standing next to me. And it was completely out of order. Like, if you get a ball kicked in your face that hard, you don't deserve it. Like, he just went off because he was obviously like, out for the count. And me and Lee were standing there, and I just couldn't stop laughing. Me and Lee couldn't stop laughing. Because this guy just, like, the vitriol that came out of this man's mouth was just unbelievable. Like, he just destroyed him. Like, you're lazy, like, everything you can ever think of. And I was like, I'm not being funny, man, but he just got knocked out from that.
He's not a good way,
but it just, to me, summed up that sense of feeling that through like the moment, like, someone could have walked up onto that ground and punched one of the players in the pit, in the face, knocked him out, and that guy would have still been angry at me. That's how angry he is.
But that's, you know, that is, it's toxic. It's getting toxic.
And that's the point. It was just got so bad. And then like, you think the first half, that when Donny van der Beek started getting something in the first half, it was like, well, it's definitely done now. When we, like, that, that's a united way of saying.
And the thing is,
you're done, mate.
But at
you're
the
done.
End, the last few minutes were forever and ever. And I felt, because of Albert, I felt, you know, like, it's quite a. But that is always like, you know, the moment that you're really doing. I will say, I'm picking on Martial, and he's not contributing. You know, I'm going to get on to the rest quickly. Sorry, Nick.
Has he got
but,
on the pitch?
But Donny, who is clearly not knighted by Ollie, has tried to save Ollie's job today. Martial's done nothing to save his job. But then, come on, I'm not picking on him, because that is not. I actually thought, I know Ronaldo, but second half, where was that second half performance first half? Where has it been? I thought Ronaldo might get us back into the game, and then I thought, giddy, getting giddy. Maguire, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, they should make him walk back. I said they should make him walk back on broken glass back to Manchester. I mean, I would punish him like one of those Japanese shows. I would actually put him through such a punishing torture thing that you do that and you're the captain. The whole thing, on pitch, off pitch, Glazers, manager, players who don't give a shit, players are you rewarding to actually say, I want to move in January. And again, like, I'm picking on it. He didn't have anything to do. That goes for our defence. And Wan-Bissaka, how he lasted 90 minutes on that pitch, he's regressed.
He wouldn't have
done, right, that, Nick,
that,
sorry.
Dallow was going to come on for him. That was the thing.
Bit, right, go
on. So Shaw got concussed. I'm just having a pint of Brewdog here, and it says on the glass, to the bitter end. And that's the most appropriate thing I've seen today. That first half today was disgusting, vile. It was there with City and Liverpool, if not worse, because it was Watford, because of the calibre of the opposition. But when you've got your opposition rival fans, as I said to you, of Liverpool and City, singing Always at the Wheel, okay, it's not great. But when you're playing Watford and their fans are singing it, and everybody knows, and I said when the third goal went in, I was like, I don't think he'll go. And then when the fourth went in, I thought, oh, he might do now. That fourth goal to change.
He won't go then.
It just, that
go.
Was like,
but
being punched in the stomach.
He won't go.
Sorry.
He'll be in the job tomorrow.
But in my gloom of that Monday, there's part of me which admires, if you're going to wait and get 8 million out of the Glazers, I'd fucking wait to get sacked and get 8 million out of the Glazers. So I go again. Sorry, Nick,
does that put the best interest of the football club then? And that's the thing, it's like, and he keeps saying that he's a United fan, and it's like, don't think about your own pocket then. Put your money where your mouth is and just say, look, this is it. We all know he's taking the squad as far as he can. Every single one of them today was not playing for him, apart from Donny, weirdly, which was bizarre. Free Donny.
Sancho did all right today.
Sancho did all right.
Did all right is a good thing these days.
Matic did all right. And we got beat 4-1.
Matic was our most forward thinking player. Matic.
He was forward.
Well, what was weird is, the worst bit about it was Matic moved into centre back and improved the back four. What a sad state of affairs is that?
We're doing the podcast and we're trying. We enjoyed it when we scored, didn't we? We cheered and we. What were you singing, United?
I want my notepad.
You want your notepad?
I think when you're playing a Watford side that consists of Ben Foster.
And are you going to write United names in it? Sorry.
Are you playing a Watford side that consists of Ben Foster, Tom Cleverley and Josh King? And then at the end, to add insult to injury, as everyone's walking out, it's today's Watford man of the match is Tom Cleverley. And it was just like, oh.
Well, I said to in the ground, the people I was sitting with, and I was like, you do know that their spine of the team is Ben Foster, Craig Cathcart, and
Josh King.
Tom Cleverley and Josh King. Our youth rejects have just battered us 4-1.
And it was a maul. Let's not make a mistake about that. Oh, no,
and they deserve
absolutely
it. 4-1 was 4-1 was,
yeah,
was flattering.
Was flattering.
It's disgusting to put it. You know, but like, what I don't want, I want the Glazers have nothing to do with this. But equally, as I put in the next mag, like, don't hate me for this plug, but we haven't had many orders for it so far. So please support the fans. But they have nothing to do with this, and everything to do with this. So, but what I would, there's nothing to do with that performance. But the whole thing is gutless. The whole club is rotten. Our club, who we love so much, is rotten. Like, I almost enjoyed the... Well, no, oh, that's not almost. I enjoyed the international break because we were not playing for 2 weeks. How sad is that?
It's sad, but
what's sadder is that we all sat there today before the game and said, you've got to get a reaction today. And
but that was my...
So and then we're on. When all he goes, no, zero, zero reaction.
No, but we got a reaction from the players who are on the periphery of this squad.
Yeah.
You Van der Beek, Sancho. They're the players that give you a reaction because they weren't in the squad and they had something to prove.
But when Ollie goes...
So you've got squad rotation.
And we've seen it with...
You've got to have the balls to say...
But we've seen before when Atkinson went and all that, the players get away with it. Because when Ollie goes, they'll rebound for whoever it is and we'll have a little giddy whoever's at the wheel. But the players are shameful in this. Shameful to be multi-millionaires and doing that. And for Harry Maguire, and like I almost now feel horrible myself because I say, well, I do like him, really. And it's almost like, sorry, lads. But I did, but I can't forgive the last month. That's unforgivable.
From what he was last year and from what he was in the Euros.
Do you think he did that in celebration for England and then he's done that for us?
It was the throwing of the armband. For me, he should never... That armband should go nowhere near his arm ever again. But you cannot react like that.
We thought De Gea was captain when he came out, but when he got sent off, he took his armband off and gave it to him.
But no, he didn't. He's not saying that. He threw it.
Yeah,
away.
No, but we thought De Gea had been given it because he was at the halfway line for the start of the game. But I mean, like, literally, summing up the shithouse squad we have, none of them are captains. Not one of those players is a captain.
Well, you would have thought Bruno maybe.
Bruno Ronaldo.
But again, at the end of the game, him today coming over and arguing with the fans.
Which I found.
I didn't see this.
I didn't see the start of this. Someone's clearly saying something to him.
And he's being held back.
And he just reacted to it. And
not what? They expect the fans to be okay with us losing 4-1.
The whole club is fucked. And that summed up everything. Someone who's supposed to be arguably the fan favourite player in the squad. If you were going to have another captain, probably you would pick a Bruno or Ronaldo. And again, him to be there arguing with the fans at the end.
Ronnie Van
de
Beek.
I hate myself for the fact that I will go and we'll support you evermore, and we're singing we'll support you evermore, and they come over thinking, well, the fans are still with us. The United fans are still supporting us.
Still pissed me off in putting Jesse Lingard on today. That really wound me up.
That's disgusting.
Well. After the whole debacle yesterday and then to reward him.
Do you want to appear us? Go on. No, Liam, is it all been said?
There's nothing more to be said, is there? I don't think. It is what it is. We all love him. We're all backed him. He's been back 2, 3, 4 months, maybe too long. He never learned the lessons from the semi-final we lost. And that semi-final we lost against Sevilla, and we had, what was he called? Milado. Was a striker called who we had, and he was scored. He was, you know, we had what, 20 goals on target or something in that game, and he never brought a striker on. Never learnt the lessons. Then the year after, never made a substitution all game. Didn't learn his lessons, and now the players are down to it. How can he shake hands with his captain today going off the pitch at 2-1 down? How can your manager shake hands with your club captain, centre half, going up and getting sent off for a nonsense challenge?
That is
the pair of them, nonsense.
Well, that, what, I forgot to say this the other week, but after Liverpool I have not seen it since, but I fast forwarded to avoid it, sorry. He shakes Phelan's hand at the end after we've lost 5-0. Now, in what universe, when we lose 5-0, Ollie shakes Phelan's hand? In what universe is that appropriate? I mean, I'm picking on a dog, you know, a dying dog, and I hate it because we all love him. But what I can't forgive any of them at the moment, Liam, the players, the shit out.
You're right, what equivalent society or equivalent job would you have where you perform this badly and then all have a high five at the end of the day? Like, listen, if all of our jobs that we do and we all do different things, would it be okay to perform at this level? And you must go and go, good job, lad.
Harry Maguire probably shouldn't have played against Leicester. He got brought in. He said, all right, fair enough.
But that's a different thing to do.
But after that, he's a club captain. The two games after that, he has been nothing more than an absolute fucking disgrace.
Yeah, no, great.
And then he goes away with England and cups his ears, which again is nothing more than a kick in the bollocks to United fans. Then he gets fucking sent off when we're turning the game 2-1 down. You know, we're pushing for a result. He gets sent off for a fucking nonsense of a challenge, which he shouldn't have done. And the manager is shaking his fucking hands.
Thing is, though,
I was going to say, we got lucky that it wasn't a penalty, but you lose 4-1, there's no luck. Sorry. I'm trying to fucking.
There's no way you can make it any lighter to that. No.
Russ, nothing. No.
To the bitter end.
Well, that. No, but you, Nick, you have always, and this isn't a dig, you've always said, Ollie, what went wrong? What's gone wrong? From that Gdansk final, like, we've got to build on it, we've got to win something.
It's because you look at the transfer window and you bring in good players and you think, all right, okay, fair enough. But it's still just more of the same. It's like, we don't play with anyone. We play so narrow. See, like Watford today, it's like, they played so narrow today, not being too technical, they played so narrow. And we still can't get the ball out line.
We still
can cross the ball into the box. You look at Ronaldo today, prime example, Ronaldo today, track back 20 yards to stop people passing the ball to
you. You can't be a player in that squad.
Stop them passing the ball to
you. Can't be a player in that squad and not say. Like, and they sign those players, they're good players to sign, but it's square pegs around holes. Every player in that squad knows we need a decent midfielder. And if you're sitting in that squad at the end of it,
we need
and
right,
why have we not done what we need to do?
Our best player today was Van der Beek.
Yeah,
wasn't it? And that's the problem. That creates more problems than answers. The fact that our best player today was Van der Beek, and that puts more nails in the coffin for Solskjaer than anything else.
But we're sitting, and there's a man who he knows doesn't like who's tried to save his job today. How embarrassing is that? The whole thing is fucked. But we've known it for years. The whole bit, and we're almost.
I didn't see it at the end though, but apparently at the end.
The Fernandes, yeah.
Fernandes, not.
But that sums it up. We're getting.
Fernandes has been shite. But if you like it or not, Fernandes has been shite for fucking 6 months. He's been absolute shite.
Yeah, but we should have rested him when we knew how to. But tell you what, Everton, we left Everton and it said Rafa Benitez. I mean, they nearly won, apart from VAR. Rafa Benitez, ours. And that's the one pre warning. They know how to set up against us. Every manager now knows how to play against us. And the goals we have conceded this season, when they do a montage, I mean, we're already on fucking 20, or it's got to be above 20 that we've conceded in November. No, but yeah, like, but in the last month. But the goals are embarrassing. There's not like, oh, Watford scored a fucking worldie and then they went 1-0 up. It's the same goal in various different dimensions every single game. We bought in a set pieces coach. I mean, that's pissed out of his head, I hope. In the corner in here.
wasn't that set piece coach, the lad who was on a course with somebody? He was on a coaching course when he was.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
I mean, when Ollie goes, he's not getting a job anywhere else. When McKenna goes, you might get Watford. When Carrick goes, where they're all, and Phelan, this is his probably his last job. And Barrett, I've got.
The thing is, he's got a big contract to outseat, you know.
But summing it up, we gave Ollie a 3-year deal. When we were still had major doubts, and everyone said it's got to be this season. You prove this season if you're good enough for it. And what did Edward Wood do? And him, you know, unbelievable that he's still here and then saying I'll try and save the day. He gave him a 3-year contract.
It's this nonsense about he needs someone from the club, and that he knows the club and he knows what it's about. It's not even really a thing. I mean, the clubs across the world think, he's actually a coach who's never fucking coached anybody. And he's actually shy. What? But he used to play for them, so that'll make him a good coach. When did that become a fucking thing? Honestly, when Fergie came in, did he say, well, actually, all these clubs are shite, but I'll get Ralph Milne as a fucking coach because he knows the fucking club. When did this become an actual thing? It's bullshit. Darren Fletcher has never been a coach in his fucking life. He knows the club. I know the fucking club. I've watched him for 20 fucking years. I'm not a fucking coach. Barney's not a fucking coach.
We could set him up better next game.
I'm not joking, we do.
We could all do it.
No, but he's a bully. Oh, he knows the club.
Okay. We genuinely do better.
I'd make Maguire walk back tonight. I'd say to Lingard, I would have said last night, as soon as that Instagram post, sent him home.
We need someone.
Go home, and you'll make him your own way.
Just run. I think we need to
the Instagram post of him in a West Ham kit that he likes. Ah, well, you're good. I'm glad you're not on. It's best for us, but that wound me up to... We usually have a hate of the week. I will put one in. Daytime TV, This Morning, and Loose Women and all that shit. Manchester United are the equivalent of watching This Morning. That is how painful it is.
To go in there and go, right.
I hate it.
You don't know what you're doing.
I hate it.
You don't know what you're doing.
As soon as the missus has it on, because she's working from home, and I come in, and I come in through the door, and it's... This Morning's on with Philip and Holly, as if they're your mates. They're not your mates. If Philip and Holly were in this pub, they'd look at us like, you fucking Weatherspoon wretches. Fuck off. And I'd go, fuck off back. Right.
Barney, you ranting about This Morning.
Hates of the week. Hate of the week. Any in the world.
Don't know, play it.
It's not usually football, but it's gonna. Number one was fucking David De Gea. Number two was Aaron Wan-Bissaka. And number three.
Do you know why I hate the week? Hate the week is Optostats. Because I was having a conversation with Nick in the pub earlier, and I hate Optostats. They're the worst things in the world. It's the biggest pile of bollocks. Like expected goals and all this shit. But there is one stat that bears truth, which is how much you run wins foot matches, and our players run the least out of pretty much any Premier League team.
None of that's surprising.
No, it doesn't. But the fact is, my hate of the week is the Optus stats are fucking right.
but do we really need, honestly, do we really need anyone on the coaching staff to have anything to have ever done with Man United before?
No.
We don't. Someone needs to walk in there and go, Fletcher, you know fuck all, sleep.
Yeah, but
Carrick, you know fuck all.
But the problem is, Liam, we appointed, whether it was right or wrong, we all know how it ended, but we appointed the bloke who told them all, you're a tosser, and that didn't work. We've appointed the bloke now who, you're great, neither have worked.
No, but
what I'm saying, and it ended up the same. I know Jose gave us Stockholm, but as someone said, Dave, who goes everywhere, this is worse than Mourinho's last days now. And Mourinho's stunk the place out, and Ollie's doing the opposite. But what I'm saying is, if top to bottom is fucked, then there's no redemption. And then I said there's no redemption for Ollie, but there's no redemption in the short term for United.
That's why you've got to get rid of anyone to do with the club. You've got to get rid of the lot. You've got to get rid of Carrick, Fletcher, fucking
Woodward,
Phil Neville's auntie, fucking
Gary Neville's clean. We've appointed these players to keep the culture.
Yeah,
like the winning culture.
The culture's shit.
But that's the point. And they ain't done it, have they? They've fucking not done it.
The culture is for the
but do you know what doing the Sir Busby, you know, to Matt Wilf McGuinness will go, and Alex Ferguson is, and he'll probably go, like Sir Alex will go, fuck that, I got off at the right point in 2013, I ain't coming to this fucking. So who's our O'Farrell if this is McGuinness, and then when do we get Doherty? That's what I've said for years.
I said it.
I hadn't even heard of the German. I know, like, I'm an ignorant. But they were going, Ralph Ragnarok. That's a Thor title film.
I haven't even heard of him. Let's just appoint Eric and fucking have it.
Or Kane. Just batter them every game. Like, Maguire's come out and he's got blue black eyes and everything. he's just twatted him.
6 month contract for me.
6 minutes. 6 minutes would do.
Manager, you'd be mad to take the job, wouldn't you? You'd be mad.
How sad is that then? We will support him and forevermore.
There's nothing to support
him. It is a bad addiction at times.
The problem is,
and we don't don't come for the success. But when it's this bad and corrupt, it's almost like, not we're part of the problem, but we don't, because we're so addicted, we should walk away and take a year off, a sabbatical.
The second half against Manchester City and today is as bad. The second half against Manchester City and today, there's nothing to support. There's nothing to support. That's the problem. Liverpool is one of them. You take it on the bollocks and you move on. The second half against City, there's the argument of do you stay in the ground and we all support them. And to be fair, the ground stayed full against City, but there was nothing to support. And today, there's nothing to support. You've got to give people something to get behind. And I don't agree with that. You shouldn't boo, you shouldn't walk out, you should stay. Why fucking hell should we? At the end of the day, there's nothing about that fucking first 11, first 16 squad to support at all.
But Albert's first game, and I'm almost, and the bloke... And there were people coming up going, you know, we'll get back. And I felt, this feels like 1970s or 80s again. Like, go on, Nick, final. Because we're just...
Well, the thing is, just to elaborate on that point, you were saying about, well, you tried Jose, he was one way, you tried Ole, he was the other way. The thing is, though, you look at Fergie, and the reason why he was so successful is because he could say, look, I recognise, for example, Nani needs an arm around him, and I know that such and such a body, maybe like Wes Brown or whatever, needs a rocket up his arse. You can't just blanket the whole squad and say, I'm going to put my arm around every single player. You can't be a Mourinho to come in and go, I'm just going to fucking bolt you on, because you've got to get nowhere.
But the difference was, Fergie had been successful before.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant.
It isn't.
I think that's irrelevant, because I think good...
Fergie had won in Europe. Fergie had done
it. It is irrelevant. I think that's irrelevant, because I think a good manager, it doesn't matter, there's other managers that have still done that. Not everything has to come back to Fergie. It's like, Guardiola would recognise that. Klopp would recognise that. Tuchel could recognise that. But if you're just going to blanket it for every single player in the squad, it's like, Wan-Bissaka should be nowhere near the squad sometimes for the way that he's been playing.
Yeah, disgusting.
But you look at what Fergie would have done with Gary Neville when he was playing shite, would have gone, you don't worry about that. I need you for Wimbledon at home in a month's time. You just think about Wimbledon at home. Wan-Bissaka just knows he's going to play every week.
But I tell you what, the other thing, like, when Fergie met with Guardiola, we knew, like, he's going to be good, and we missed that boat. When Woodward said to Klopp embarrassingly, like, this is Disneyland, and you know, like, Tuchel, I was unsure, but clearly a class manager, we missed the boat on the best managers coming available. But we're not paid 6 million like Woodward is, and I'm bringing it back to that fucking swag, because we're not paid to miss it. And there isn't anyone at the moment, but we missed out, you know, like almost a year. If the scouts were good enough, they'd go, you know what, Tuchel is available and he's very, very good. Ollie, sorry mate, we're going to sack you when we're quite doing all right, because we know he's good. Now we're on the hop, and how are we going to do? We're going to go on the hop. We're going to appoint the next manager on the hop. We've said it. Has anyone got any
plans? You set the precedent by saying, look, you know, if you finish second in the league, that's still not good enough, and you could bin them off then when you don't win the Europa League. But the thing is that if Ten Hag is the answer, people keep telling me that he is, and if he is the answer, if we can't prize him away from Ajax, then there's a serious problem. There's a serious problem. It's like, we're Manchester United at the end of the day. We should be able to fucking prize any manager in the world. Like I said, if Ten Hag is the answer, why can't we prize him from Ajax mid-season?
Quick.
It's bollocks.
Quick,
why do we have to wait
till Mark, when we were in the VIP lounge in Den Haag, when we had tickets and suddenly it lit up to free bar, until I removed ourselves, unfortunately, because I got giddy asking for amarettos and trying to eat a plate of ham that was for... But what did that scout... We met that scout, didn't we?
Yeah, and he said nobody in our...
And no, you know, everyone knows, and he was a scout in scouting Dutch players, professional. He had all his notes, and then we're embarrassing opposite. But he said, everyone in Europe knows United is basically broken. And that was Jose.
Everyone knows what?
United is broken.
We basically said to him, we were like, what hopes, like, what United...
What are you hearing as well?
What are you hearing about United? He basically said, United has no hope. Nobody wants them anymore. They're broken.
I'll raise you that.
And that was
Rochdale,
what was that,
4 years
ago?
And we drew 1-1, and it went to penalties. And the Rochdale coach, we were sat next to the dugout, the Rochdale coach just went, just press them. The shit. We had Paul Pogba and Pierre. He was a world record player. Just, and that's Rochdale at home. And his words were to him, here's a can of red.
Watch them. They're shit. Watch
we're
them.
I find sadness. Sorry, people.
The sad thing is, I think the saddest bit about it all. Oh,
sorry.
There is no good news.
You can have done it, and things can only get better with James.
But the point being is, all I want to say at the end of this podcast is, Donny van der Beek,
because that's
our one hope.
But when you're all together at Newcastle and I wasn't there, and you're all going, we can win the league. That was only 2 months ago, but I was sack at home. So the one game you actually felt like we could do something, I wasn't there. And you said you haven't seen us win away in God knows how. I can't help looking after Albert, building him up for his first game today, going, I'll tell you what, Watford, piece of cake. Watford, piece of cake. Piece of cake, Albert.
Don't!
Someone said in front, that's cruelty to children.
Right. Barney, the one good thing I can tell you is, my first ever game, we lost 4-1.
Yeah,
I can't remember who.
You said that before the game, didn't
you? I can't remember who it was.
We lost 3-0 to York City in the League Cup.
But in fairness to that, we've then gone on to have 30 years of absolute success. So maybe this is the start of something new.
Anyway, lads, has anyone posted we're going to bounce back on Tuesday? I know you Euro away lads love the Europa, but we're going in the fucking Europa, aren't we?
To be fair, Van der Beek's getting into his stride, isn't he? Van der Beek's.
That's a positive.
I can't say.
If Ollie remains, we'll see him burn it home on December the 28th.
I can't say he's dropping another point.
I'll tell you what, we'll see him play for West Ham in about 3 weeks.
I could really.
Ross always
makes me laugh, and now I feel like I'm going to end on real tip. I'm gutted, mate, and we all are, but. It feels like a perpetual train heading towards fucking a blip. Oh no. Alright. Sorry. Cheers, lads.
What a joyful win.
Yeah.